what empirical, cognitive, and/or social factors influence students' beliefs. Leonard finished his research and wrote his dissertation, and his defense was scheduled for June 2005. Central Washington University biology professor Stephen Verhey published similar research involving his students in the journal Bioscience in 2005. Darwinists didn't object, because Verhey's goal was to convert students to Darwinism. But Leonard had angered Darwinists in 2004 by helping to write the model lesson plan for the Ohio curriculum that encourages critical study of evolution. When Leonard recommended a similar approach in testimony before the Kansas State Board of Education in May 2005, the Darwinists retaliated. Although Leonard had gone through normal procedures and received proper approval to conduct his research, OSU professors Brian McGinnis, Steve Rissing, and Jeffrey McKee accused Leonard of unethical conduct, primarily on the grounds that his research was predicated on a fundamental flaw: there are no valid scientific data challenging macroevolution. So Leonard's research, they claimed, involved deliberate miseducation of these students, a practice we regard as unethical. The OSU Darwinists then invoked some procedural technicalities, widely ignored in the case of other PhD candidates, to demand that Leonard's dissertation defense be postponed. McKee subsequently compared two biologists who were members of Leonard's dissertation committee to parasitic ticks hiding in the university's scalp. McKee wrote that he had learned as a boy to twist the ticks when taking them out so that their heads don't get embedded in the skin. Others prefer burning them off. What fate awaits OSU's ticks remains to be seen. Government-employed Darwinists don't stop at denouncing their critics and threatening future careers. They also threaten and destroy the careers of qualified teachers and scientists who challenge Darwinian orthodoxy. Paul Z. Myers is a biology professor at the University of Minnesota, Morris, a public institution. Myers recommends the public firing and humiliation of teachers who dare to speak approvingly about intelligent design. He goes even further. I say, screw the polite words and careful rhetoric. It's time for scientists to break out the steel-toed boots and brass knuckles. The public firings recommended by Myers have already begun. The 2001 dismissal of Roger DeHart from his public high school biology position was just the tip of a huge iceberg. In 2003, Dr. Nancy Bryson was head of the Division of Science and Mathematics at the Mississippi University for Women, a public institution. After she presented an honors forum titled Critical Thinking on Evolution that included scientific criticisms of chemical and biological evolution, a senior biology professor read to the audience a previously prepared statement calling her presentation religion masquerading as science and accusing her of being unqualified to talk about evolution. The next day, she was informed that her contract as division head would not be renewed and that she would probably not be retained as a faculty member. She subsequently had to find work elsewhere.